Welcome to Comiskey Park in Chicago, for the game between the Kansas City Athletics and the Chicago White Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Kansas City Athletics, batting in the leadoff spot, the center fielder, Bill Tuttle. Batting second, the second baseman, Jerry Lump. Batting third, the right fielder, Hank Bauer. Batting fourth, the left fielder, Norm Seaburn. Batting fifth, the first baseman, Marv Throneberry. Batting sixth, the third baseman, Dick Williams. Batting seventh, the catcher, Harry Cheaty. Batting eighth, the shortstop, Ken Hamlin. Batting ninth, the pitcher, Ned Garver. Pitching for the Kansas City Athletics, Ned Garver. For the Chicago White Sox, batting in the leadoff spot, the shortstop, Luis Aparicio. Batting second, the second baseman, Nelly Fox. Batting third, the left fielder, Manny Minoso. Batting fourth, the first baseman, Ted Kluszewski. Batting fifth, the third baseman, Gene Freeze. Batting sixth, the catcher, Sherm Lawler. Batting seventh, the right fielder, Al Smith. Batting eighth, the center fielder, Jim Landis. Batting ninth, the pitcher, Bob Shaw. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Bob Shaw. And now, play ball. Bill Tuttle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tuttle takes first base on ball four. Jerry Lump is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Tuttle. The throw from Lawler and he is out, Aparicio applying the tag. One out. Jerry Lump is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lump hits a ball on the ground towards third. Freeze fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Hank Bauer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bauer takes first base on ball four. Lump moves to second. Norm Seaburn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seaburn hits a pop-up towards short. Aparicio settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Marv Throneberry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Throneberry takes first base on ball four. Lump moves to third. Bauer moves to second. Dick Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams hits a ball on the ground into left field, out of the reach of Minoso. Williams reaches second base with a double. Lump scores. Bauer scores. Throneberry moves to third. It's 2-0, Athletics. Harry Cheaty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cheaty hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Minoso. Cheaty reaches second base with a double. Throneberry scores. Williams scores. It's 4-0, Athletics. Ken Hamlin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hamlin hits a ball on the ground towards third. Freeze fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Athletics 4, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio hits a fly ball into center field. Tuttle settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox bunts towards third. Williams fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Manny Minoso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minoso hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Fox moves to second. Ted Kluszewski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kluszewski hits a fly ball into center field. Tuttle settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Gene Freeze is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Freeze strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Athletics 4, and the White Sox nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Ned Garver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garver hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bill Tuttle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tuttle is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Tuttle strikes out. Two outs. Jerry Lump is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lump is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Lump hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fox scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Athletics 4, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Schirmlaller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lawler takes first base on ball 4. Al Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith strikes out. One out. Jim Landis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landis hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Lawler moves to second. Earl Torgerson pinch hits for Bob Shaw. Earl Torgerson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The ball gets by Chee-Tee for a passed ball. Lawler moves to third. Landis moves to second. Earl Torgerson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Torgerson hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Lawler scores. Landis scores. It's 4-2, Athletics. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 0-for-1 in the game. Aparicio bunts towards the mound. Garver fields it and throws to first for the out. Torgerson moves to second. Two outs. Nellie Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Fox hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Torgerson scores. It's 4-3, Athletics. Manny Minoso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minoso is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Minoso strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Athletics 4, and the White Sox 3. The Athletics will come to bat. Don Ferrari's now pitching. Hank Bauer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bauer is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Bauer hits a ball on the ground into left field, out of the reach of Minoso. Bauer reaches second base with a double. Norm Seaburn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seaburn is 0-for-1 in the game. Seaburn takes first base on ball 4. Marv Throneberry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Throneberry is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Throneberry bunts towards short. Aparicio fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Bauer moves to third. Seaburn moves to second. Ray Moore now pitching. Dick Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Williams hits a pop-up towards short. Aparicio settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Harry Chee-Tee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chee-Tee is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Chee-Tee hits a pop-up towards short. Aparicio settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ken Hamlin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hamlin is 0-for-1 in the game. Hamlin hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Moore fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Athletics 4, and the White Sox 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Ted Kluszewski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kluszewski is 0-for-1 in the game. Klusowski hits a fly ball into right field. Bauer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Gene freezes at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Freeze is 0 for 1 in the game. Freeze hits a pop-up towards first. Thronberry settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Schirmlaller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lawler is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Lawler takes first base on ball 4. Al Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 0 for 1 in the game. Smith hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Lawler moves to second. Jim Landis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landis is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Landis hits a fly ball into center field. Tuttle settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Athletics 4, and the White Sox 3. The Athletics will come to bat. Ned Garver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garver is 0 for 1 in the game. Garver hits a ball on the ground towards third. Freeze fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Bill Tuttle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tuttle is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Tuttle hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fox scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jerry Lump is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lump is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Lump strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Athletics 4, and the White Sox 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Ray Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore hits a fly ball into center field. Tuttle settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 0 for 1 in the game. Aparicio hits a pop-up towards third. Williams settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Fox hits a ball on the ground into right field, out of the reach of Bauer. Fox reaches second base with a double. Manny Minoso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minoso is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Minoso hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Fox scores. It's Athletics, 4, White Sox, 4. Ted Klusowski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Klusowski is 0 for 2 in the game. Klusowski takes first base on ball 4. Minoso moves to second. Ken Johnson now pitching. Gene freezes at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Freeze is 0 for 2 in the game. Freeze hits a fly ball into center field. Tuttle settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5. With the score, the Athletics 4, and the White Sox 4. The Athletics will come to bat. Hank Bauer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bauer is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double and a walk. Bauer hits a pop-up towards short. Aparicio settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Norm Seaborn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seaborn is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Seaborn takes first base on ball 4. Marv Thronberry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thronberry is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Thronberry takes first base on ball 4. Seaborn moves to second. Dick Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. He's got two RBIs. Williams strikes out. Two outs. Harry Chee-Tee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. GT is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got 2 RBIs. GT hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Fox settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Athletics 4, and the White Sox 4. The White Sox will come to bat. Schirmlaller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lawler is 0-for-0 in the game. With 2 walks. Lawler hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Al Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Smith hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lump fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. 2 outs. Jim Landis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landis is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Landis hits a line drive into left field. Seaburn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Athletics 4, and the White Sox 4. The Athletics will come to bat. Ken Hamlin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hamlin is 0-for-2 in the game. Hamlin takes first base on ball 4. Ken Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson bunts towards the mound. Moore fields it and throws to first for the out. Hamlin moves to second. 1 out. Bill Tuttle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tuttle is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Tuttle hits a ball on the ground towards third. Freeze fields it and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Jerry Lump is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lump is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Lump hits a line drive into left center field for a base hit. Minoso throws the ball into Fox, who tags Lump, trying to catch an extra base, for the out. Hamlin scores. It's 5-4, Athletics. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Athletics 5, and the White Sox 4. The White Sox will come to bat. Joe Hicks pinch hits for Ray Moore. Joe Hicks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hicks hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 0-for-2 in the game. Aparicio hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Johnson fields it and throws to second for the out. 1 out. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Aparicio. The throw from Chiti and he throws it away. That's a stolen base and an error. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 3-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles and a double. He's got 1 RBI. Fox hits a fly ball into left field. Seaburn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Aparicio tags and scores. That run is unearned. 2 outs. It's Athletics, 5, White Sox, 5. Manny Minoso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minoso is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Minoso hits a fly ball into center field. Tuttle settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Athletics 5, and the White Sox 5. The Athletics will come to bat. Jerry Staley now pitching. Hank Bauer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bauer is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double and a walk. Bauer strikes out. 1 out. Norm Seaburn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seaburn is 0-for-1 in the game. With 2 walks. Seaburn hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Staley fields it and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Marv Thronberry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thronberry is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and 2 walks. Thornberry is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Athletics 5, and the White Sox 5. The White Sox will come to bat. Ted Kluszewski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kluszewski is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk, Kluszewski hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lump scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Gene Freese is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Freese is 0-for-3 in the game. Freese hits a pop-up towards short. Hamlin settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Schirmlaller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lawler is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and two walks. Lawler hits a line drive towards third. Williams reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Athletics 5, and the White Sox 5. The Athletics will come to bat. Dick Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got two RBIs. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Harry Chee-Tee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chee-Tee is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got two RBIs. Chee-Tee strikes out. Two outs. Ken Hamlin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hamlin is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk, Hamlin hits a ball on the ground towards third. Freese fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Athletics 5, and the White Sox 5. The White Sox will come to bat. Al Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Smith hits a fly ball into left field. Seaburn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Landis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landis is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Landis hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Jerry Staley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Staley strikes out. Two outs. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 0-for-3 in the game. Aparicio hits a fly ball into center field. Tuttle settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Athletics 5, and the White Sox 5. The Athletics will come to bat. Ken Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0-for-0 in the game. Johnson hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Lawler settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bill Tuttle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tuttle is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk, Tuttle hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Jerry Lump is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lump is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Lump hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fox fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Athletics 5, and the White Sox 5. The White Sox will come to bat. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 3-for-3 in the game, with two singles and a double. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got two RBIs. Fox takes first base on ball 4. Manny Minoso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minoso is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Minoso bunts towards the mound. Johnson fields it and throws to first for the out. Fox moves to second. One out. Ted Kluszewski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kluszewski is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk. Kluszewski is walked intentionally. Gene Freese is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Freese is 0 for 4 in the game. Freese hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Johnson fields it and throws to first for the out. Fox moves to third. Kluszewski moves to second. Two outs. Schirmlaller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lawler is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and two walks. Lawler hits a fly ball into center field. Tuttle settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 10, with the score, the Athletics 5, and the White Sox 5. The Athletics will come to bat. Hank Bauer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bauer is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double and a walk. Bauer hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Staley fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Norm Seaburn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seaburn is 0 for 2 in the game. With two walks. Seaburn hits a fly ball into center field. Landa settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Marv Thronberry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thronberry is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and two walks. Thronberry hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Staley fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 10, with the score, the Athletics 5, and the White Sox 5. The White Sox will come to bat. Al Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Smith hits a fly ball into left field. Seaburn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Landis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landis is 2 for 4 in the game, with two singles. Landis takes first base on ball 4. Jerry Staley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Staley is 0 for 1 in the game. Staley strikes out. Two outs. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Landis. The throw from Chi and he is out, Hamlin applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 11, with the score, the Athletics 5, and the White Sox 5. The Athletics will come to bat. Dick Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 1 for 4 in the game, with a double. He's got two RBIs. Williams hits a fly ball into left field. Minoso settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Harry Chi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chi is 1 for 4 in the game, with a double. He's got two RBIs. Chi hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fox scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ken Hamlin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hamlin is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk. Hamlin strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 11, with the score, the Athletics 5, and the White Sox 5. The White Sox will come to bat. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 0 for 4 in the game. Aparicio hits a fly ball into right field. Bauer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 3 for 3 in the game, with two singles, a double, and a walk. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got two RBIs. Fox hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Manny Minoso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minoso is 2 for 4 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Minoso takes first base on ball 4. Fox moves to second. Ted Kluszewski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kluszewski is 0 for 3 in the game. With 2 walks. Kluszewski hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Fox scores. Minoso moves to second. The game is over. The final score, Chicago White Sox, 6, and Kansas City Athletics, 5. Goodbye from Comiskey Park in Chicago.